potential for an entirely another universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read this really cool book by a physicist who talked about that, that actually there might be entry point to a different universe where the cosmological constants are slightly different, just like genetic mutations, which are different in every organism.
Like the DMT
world. So instead of having a big bang, you would have actually had an infinite number of universes constantly kind of creating and developing through these different black hole portals. It makes actually more sense to me.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've always felt like when I have like really intense psychedelic experiences, like what it, the thought that a million people have is, what if this is not actually a hallucination, but in fact some sort of a chemical doorway into some other state?
Mm-hmm.
There's something else out there. And we're just so used to the idea that like this chair sits on the ground and this table sits here and the laptop sits in the chair and this is all normal. But we could easily be from that DMT dimension. That would be our normal everyday reality. And then we would come here and we would think, this is the craziest fucking psychedelic experience ever. Drinking red liquid from thin glasses and talking into electrical impulses that send them through wires, and hundreds of thousands of people listen and they ride on mass transportation and on fucking elliptical machines all over the world.
Yeah.
That is psychedelic. That's psychedelic as fuck.
Well,
I mean, that's, if you lived in a dimension of pure love and and you know, and eternal consciousness all interconnected, and you know, there was no physical matter, you would just live in the DMT realm. This world would be a complete